Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Welcome to Top Stories. It's producer Chris here. Aung San Suu Kyi's house arrest was given a bizarre extension in August 2009. Andy and John tried to get their heads around the legal wrangling. It's Bugle issue 86. Burma triumphs at made-up crime prevention.
Top story this week, jailhouse croc. You may remember that several Bugles ago, we talked about the American man who swam across the lake to visit the house of Burmese pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who then made the alarming decision to let him in, presumably simply to let him dry off. Also, incidentally, this is how I now demarcate time, Andy. How many Bugles something is? A unit of time being one Bugle. It wasn't 3 months ago. It was 12 Bugles ago. A good holiday would be two Bugles long. I think of Horace as being around 50 Bugles old. Anyway.
Are you counting additional episodes in that or not? Because I mean, that's where, well, that's like the Jewish calendar, isn't it? With leap months, you know.
Leap Bugles. Exactly. Well, anyway, she has finally been sentenced for the horrific crime of opening a door to a further 18 months of house arrest, or to be more accurate, 81 Bugles. Now, that sentence may seem dehumanisingly harsh, but remember, it is just the tip of a human rights abusing iceberg. She has spent nearly 14 of the last 20 years in detention. That is a long time to be incarcerated, especially without having actually committed a crime. You would literally get less for murder. Now, the critics of Burma's military junta regime, which is pretty much everyone on Earth apart from Burma's military junta regime, argue that the verdict is specifically designed to prevent her from taking part in elections in 2010. And you would need gigantic 20-foot inverted commas around the word election there to be able to genuinely use it in that sentence.
Yep, she's been up to her old tricks again, Aung San Suu Kyi, the convicted criminal. I mean, I would look at it this way. I'd say if she's been under house arrest for that long, there must be something in it, surely. No smoke without fire. Well, come on, if a kid at school had spent 14 of the last 20 years in detention, you'd think, well, there's clearly an underlying problem.
Yeah, bad kid.
Yeah.
No, you're right. They were very clever with this particular sentence, though, because the courtroom was initially told that it would be 3 years in prison with hard labour for her. Then, after a five-minute recess, Burma's Home Minister came in and announced that the sentence had been compassionately reduced to 18 months that could be served under house arrest. That's brilliant, Andy. Go in big and then hope that people are stupid enough to, when the new sentence comes down, actually be quite grateful. You're hereby sentenced to death. Oh, God, please, no! Actually, out of the kindness of my heart, it will now just be 15 years in prison. Thank Thank you, merciful judge. Thank you so much for sentencing me to 15 years in prison. What a lovely man you are.
Now, just don't ever park in that unmarked space again.
Exactly. It's like a doctor saying, you got 8 months to live, letting that sink in and saying, actually, no, but I do need to lop one of your legs off.
But you wouldn't have thought, John, that having a mad American man swim across a lake to your house would constitute grounds for conviction of this type. But that is ignoring the fact that the crime committed by Aung San Suu Kyi was that crime of having an American man swim across a lake to her house. So bang to rights on that. I mean, I don't think we can argue that she was guilty of that. Hillary Clinton has stepped in and said that she shouldn't have been convicted and called for John Yettle, the American man involved, to be released.
Yeah.
Well, I would say, butt out of it, Clinton. You know, last week we had Obama telling the US police how to do their job. This week, Clinton's banging on about the Burmese judicial system.
Yeah,
it's not your business, Hillary. Have you ever been tried by a Burmese court? No. Well, you don't know what it's like. You've got no right to comment.
Well, what of the American swimmer, though, Andy? He was sentenced to 3 years in prison for breaching Ms. Suu Kyi's house arrest, 3 years with hard labour for an immigration offence, and another 1 year term with hard labour for swimming in a restricted zone.
And he didn't have his Veruca socks on either.
It's that last one that really stings. A year's hard labour for swimming in a restricted zone. That is some strict lifeguarding. What is wrong with blowing a whistle or waving a brightly coloured flag? Baywatch would have been a very different programme if David Hasselhoff had spent his entire day running across a beach with a bikinied colleague in slow motion to sentence a rogue swimmer to 22 months hard labour for venturing outside the designated paddling area. Clearly there's something that they need to add to their swimming conduct posters. No running, no bombing, no heavy petting, and no visiting pro-democracy leaders.
So, well, the international pressure must be working a bit, John, because, as you say, the sentence was immediately reduced, just 18 months more on the house arrest, so housework rather than hard labour, so that's, you know, good news.
Yeah.
And as you say, you know, given that she's already spent 14 years under house arrest, or what might charitably be described as a non-voluntary staycation, you know, she must be used to it. I guess she must be bored. I mean, how many times do you think Aung San Suu Kyi has reorganised her CD collection in that time?
Oh, many times. She'll have gone through alphabetically by artist, alphabetically by album, release date. Yep. She'll have gone through the lot.
Yep. But it does look like she's destined to be the nearly woman of Burmese politics, John, because she came so close to winning that election in 1990, but just missed out when she won by a landslide with nearly 60% of the vote and 80% of the seats. I mean, it was so close.
So close.
If only she'd been leader of the military junta, she would have won. I mean, that's how close it came.
Within touching distance. Yep. The response from the world has been to condemn this sentence, apart from Burmese trading partners, China and India, who've instead stared at their shoes and muttered something about how nice the weather's been recently. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown and UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon released a statement describing her conviction as profoundly disappointing. But for something to be genuinely disappointing, do you not have to have reasonably expected another better outcome? My goat penis hot dog was incredibly disappointing. But then what was I expecting? It was made of goat penis. Were they really expecting the court to suddenly say, hold on, this case is absolutely ridiculous. This woman is clearly innocent. Let's release her now to rightly defeat us in next year's election. For God's sake, we've been acting like complete arseholes. Why didn't anyone say anything?
But the international community is in a difficult position, John, because what can they do, really? Because last year's reaction to the devastating cyclone in Burma showed that General Tan Shwe's government is very much operating out of the couldn't-give-a-flying school of rulership. I mean, this country is supposed to have signed a new Association of Southeast Asian Nations agreement on human rights, but I think he only signed it to get a free copy because he was running out of toilet paper. There have also been complaints about the harsh sentence for John Yettle, who suffers from epilepsy, diabetes and post-traumatic stress disorder. So really nothing that 4 years of hard labour won't bash out of him.
Right.
We've mollycoddled bastards like him for too long.
The Burmese tough love approach, I'm sure, will do him a lot of good.
Yeah.
Along with the international community's strong tuts, whines, moans and gripes, the UK announced that it will be pressing for an arms embargo against Burma. Now, isn't the big question here, is there not already one? Why has the world been arms dealing with them all this time? Apart from the obvious answer, because they have money and we'd like some of it. If there isn't international support behind a full arms embargo, perhaps we can all just agree to give them terrible arms service next time. get their order wrong, be surly to them over the phone, make it deliberately late in delivery, send it with missing parts and then claim that it's just that they've lost them, that kind of thing. Not so much an embargo as an infuriation.
It's the British way.
Exactly. It's the best we can do.
That was another top story. Thanks for listening. More slices of satire tomorrow. Oh, can't wait.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.